is, and welcome to another thrilling edition of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. This is the patron-only show that we're doing.
Originally, we were planning on doing this last Friday, which would have been October 1st, and...
Even better, it would have been September 30th. October 1st was Saturday.
Right. That's right.
Our plan was that
to
we
do
were
it gonna... on September 30th, but October 1st is the actual anniversary of this podcast.
How about that?
We are in our 9th year.
How about that? That's crazy. I saw that when I flipped
it. That's what people would say if you told them that, as a matter of fact. They would tell you that's the definition of craziness.
That we keep doing the same thing and expect different results.
Right.
The plan was to do this on Friday so that our September show would have been delivered to you in September. So here's where things went wrong, because you're all owed an explanation. Darren was all set to come over here. In fact, showed up.
Yeah.
Now, I did leave you a couple of messages and a couple of texts saying,
hey, I was out dog walking, though.
Yeah.
Dog walking.
Walking the dog. And you were unable to get the messages. So I felt bad because we had planned to record this patron show that you're about to enjoy. After 20 plus years with Mediacom, I finally said, that's it. I'm done. We got rid of Mediacom for cable. Oh, gosh, like a year and a half, 2 years ago. We've been doing YouTube TV, which has been great. But, you know, you still got to have internet to stream. So we've been using Mediacom for that. And the bill just for internet was like, Darren, it was like $140 a month.
Yeah, isn't that something?
And then we'd get these things that they're saying, you're using too much internet. And now we're going to start adding more fees because you're going over.
Oh, you are, huh?
You're going over your allotment. I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. So then I'm hearing people talk about this other ISP, and I decide, well, Metronet, they're called. I'm like, you know what? I'll give them a try, because I look into them, and basically they want to give us twice as much internet that's twice as fast for half the price.
That sounds good.
Right. No, I was thrilled with it. And I call, the first thing I do is I call Mediacom, because a lot of times I'm thinking I'd rather not make the change.
Right.
But if I can get that price.
Oh, you're not getting that price from us.
Oh, no. This lady on the phone was like, I can't. What you're asking is ridiculous. I can't give you that much internet for that low of a price. I'm like, okay, well then it sounds like thanks for information. Seems like my decision is made. And she's like, I can send you this kit, though, where you can put these things all over your house and it'll speed up your internet. And I say, no, you haven't been listening to me. I'm done with your company. I'm going to be saying we're done here. She goes, I totally understand, sir. Thank you. 2 days later, big box from Mediacom shows up with all this new equipment.
I know.
I've already made the appointment with the Metronet people to come out here and install the
fiber
optics. You're
going to need to come and get this stuff because it's mine now.
Well, I had the Mediacom modem, so I had to drop that off anyway. So,
and here's your stuff.
Metronet comes out. They send this kid out here to hook up the internet. It takes him a while to get things kind of figured out. But he gets it figured out, and the internet's up and running. So that's Thursday night. We're going to record the show and do it on Friday. Thursday night, the internet works perfectly. It's great. Friday, in between doing the morning show and then coming here to do the patron show, I run to Mediacom with my big box of Mediacom stuff.
Uh-huh.
It kind of felt like, you know, when you go to your ex-girlfriend's house and get your records back, where it's like, this is it. This is the drop-off. After this, we don't contact each other anymore. I wish you the very best in your life. I drive.
How many
home.
Times did you go to an ex-girlfriend and get your records back?
Never.
Okay, that's what I thought. But I bet it feels like that.
I understand that that's how things work.
I've seen
in those
it
relationships.
In movies.
Right. She comes.
I mean, not the kind of movies they make anymore.
She comes by.
But movies they used to make.
Yeah, but movies with adult themes, not superhero movies. Isn't that a thing? Like, she comes to your house with a big box of your stuff and says, there you go, we're done. I feel like that's happened. Not in my life, but I feel like I've seen that happen to people.
Somebody's life somewhere.
In television or something. And I'm very satisfied. And then I'm getting things set up here on Friday, and there's no internet whatsoever. Hmm. And I call the 800 number that's on the modem, and the guy at the Metronet goes, it doesn't look like you're even hooked up. I go, yeah, well, see, that's the problem. I needed to be hooked up. He goes, I can get someone out there on Monday. I go, I got a wife and a 13-year-old, and I can't have not have internet. And I also, you know, do some other stuff in the house where I need internet. He's like, we can get someone out there tomorrow
afternoon. I got a 57-year-old that's a real handful.
And I'll tell you what. I got a lot on my plate, pal.
I got a 57-year-old that is this close. He's on the brink.
I know. I mean, this guy has been an eyelash away from snapping since the day I met him, and it's not improving.
It's
so,
not getting better.
No.
It's going to happen, and I'd prefer that it, you know, doesn't happen. You know, I don't want to be on ground zero when it happens.
And, you know, and the guy's like, well, is there anything else I can help you with? I go, other than the fact that my internet doesn't work at all,
what else
are you going to help me with?
Like yard work? Or
that's exactly like,
or are you like,
yeah, I don't know.
Are you offering yourself up like as Instacart?
What do you want to, with you for a moment? And
should I give you a
unburden myself?
What we need from the store, or what are you talking
what
about?
What do you want? Yeah, we could use some new Ivory dish soap. I noticed we ran out of that the other night. Like, no, the fact that I've gone with your company and he goes, it's not the best first impression, is it?
Well, I don't know that you should bring that to my attention. Right?
Like, I'm thinking, like, that really ought to be my line.
Yeah, not yours.
Bub. So then they can send a guy out here on Saturday from 3 to 6. Okay,
well,
great.
Then why didn't you say that in the first place?
Well, that's the thing.
Why did you tell me it was Monday?
Exactly. Exactly. So they send a guy out here. But by then, it's too late. We can't do the podcast on Saturday. I got to deal with the...
And you've got to explain to a 13-year-old kid.
He comes home from cross-country practice, and I go, there's no internet. And he looks at me like I said, there's no God. It was like...
By the way.
Yeah, don't go digging on the internet. So anyway, we rode the storm out. We were able to figure things out without internet. I was talking about this on our morning show, the one that's not for patrons. I was able to just watch television, you know, the free TV with the antenna, and frankly, I was digging that.
Yeah.
I had a little "Give Me a Break" marathon, and watched a couple episodes.
Rest of the family didn't care for it.
No, they weren't.
But
there.
You were able to roll with the punches.
No, what the hell's that kind of? There was a Night Court that I watched.
Mm.
I know we've had this argument many times. Night Court's hilarious. At one point, they have to get through a bunch of cases because there's a guy that wants to get married. It's a whole long story. And each case is more ridiculous than the rest. And at one point, an animated Wile E. Coyote is in the courtroom.
Mm.
I about passed out. I was laughing so hard. Night Court was terrific. It was good to see that again. Anyway, the guy
I
comes
can't
out
watch
here.
It. It's too painful. Guy now with Marky Post gone.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it's awful.
I had to look that up because I thought,
awful.
I know he's gone. I'm like, did we lose Marky Post? I feel
yes,
like we did.
And then
I had to look that up. But it took a while to get the information because I didn't have any internet.
Well, that's
I was
true.
Using my phone. I was like, oh, she did pass away last year. That's so sad. The guy comes down here, the second guy, and this guy seemed to have a little bit more of a handle on what was going on.
A little more seasoned.
Well, I take him out to where he's like, so what are they telling you? I go, they say it looks like it's not even hooked up. He goes,
it's not.
When did it get hooked up? I go, Thursday. He's like, well, this is Saturday. I'm like, yeah, that's why you're here.
Oh, my God. So then, oh, my God. Now people are telling me what day it is.
But he was looking at me like, doesn't make any sense. It only worked for half a day. I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, not a full day. No, yeah. He's like, I don't make any sense. So then I take him out to the side of the house where this guy put the fiber optics in the house. And there's just garbage all over. And the stuff that you're supposed to use to mount it into the house, he just left in a pile. The original guy just left in a pile on the side of the house. And this guy looks at me. The second guy looks at me and goes, are you kidding me? I'm like, what do you want me to say?
I'm not kidding you. That's why I called you.
I'm the homeowner. He goes, would you look at this? Are you kidding me?
Someone was in a rush to get out of here on Thursday.
That's what it was, man. Although he was here a long time from being in a rush.
Too long.
Yeah, right. Well, the long and the short of it, and thank you for listening as I unburdened myself with this. The long and the short of it was that the original guy who came on Thursday, when he went to hook me up, I guess there wasn't enough slots in whatever the thing is on my block for Metronet. So he just unplugged my neighbor. and plugged me
you can't do that.
Into the slot. No, you really shouldn't be able to, but that's what this guy did. And then the neighbor the next day noticed that their thing wasn't working.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So they called Metronet, and then Metronet came out and noticed, well, here's a problem. You're unplugged. This shouldn't be plugged in, meaning me.
Yeah, so they unplugged me
to put the neighbor back
in. Oh, my God. That's...
Yeah.
Wow. Quite an operation.
Yeah. So, I mean, everybody was telling me, oh, go with this Metronet. You love them. They're great. Yeah. I'm not here to do any endorsements for any of them right now.
No, not yet.
Yeah. The guy who...
Startup wasn't great.
Right? He explains it to me. He's like, this doesn't work. This doesn't work. And he's explaining all this stuff, which was great. Cause he's like, I don't think he did a good job here. This looks bad. This looks bad. This looks bad. And he's like, I fixed everything that he did wrong. It's still not working. And then he went and looked. And then this guy, you know, they got to go marching up and down people's yards.
Yeah.
So then this neighbor called like the cops. Oh, she's like, my husband's out of town. You can't be in my yard.
He's a veteran.
I don't know what the hell's going on. So he's telling me all this. I'm like, I don't, you know, like, I appreciate you keeping me in the loop. But also, like, I don't need to know all the day-to-day minutia of what it is that you're going through, man. So that was why we didn't have the show for you. It was a very long story. And I don't know that it
but
was
here is the
super
show.
Compelling. We did make it, though.
I don't know if it was super compelling.
I don't know if it was the most compelling thing.
Now that I mentioned, now that I said it out loud,
you know, just,
you know what? It dawns on me. I could have kept that to myself.
It felt good. Get it off of my chest.
I'll tell you what.
So I do thank you, friends, for allowing me to do this. People are doing Sober October. Does that sound like something you want to do? No. Dry January, dry July, and now something they call Sober October.
No.
Have you ever done a white month?
Since when?
Ever. Like, since ever. Have you ever in your life done the thing where you go a month without alcohol?
I've never been in jail, so no.
Listen, I mean, they figure out ways to drink in jail. And
Then certainly not.
Okay. As I was watching the TV, they had a couple episodes of MASH on, and it was the one where BJ gets mad and he destroys the still in their tent.
Oh, God.
And then the next day, they've got it up and running.
Why did he think he was going home?
He was mad because Radar went home, and Radar got to give his wife and kid a hug and a kiss, and that set him off.
God.
But what's weird was, I didn't remember Radar leaving the show. But he did. And he did like in 79. And like the last 3 years of the show, Radar's not on the show.
And went and had sex with BJ's wife?
Well, it's weird because Radar leaves, right? And then I hadn't watched MASH in forever. Radar leaves to go home. And BJ's like, hey, here's a present for Aaron, his little baby girl. And he goes, and here's a kiss for my wife. And then he kisses the other side of Radar's face. And he goes, and that's for Aaron. And Radar goes, I'll try and remember which one is which. And that's the big joke. So then the next episode.
So Radar takes that as an invitation.
Just have at her.
I want you to. I misunderstood what you told.
Yeah, I want you to just go to town.
I'm sorry.
Her.
I thought you told me to go wreck her.
No, that was not what I said, Radar. That's not at all what I said.
Well, I'm just a simple farm boy from a dumb one. I sometimes miss the nuance.
I guess I wasn't paying attention. So the next episode, Radar sends a letter, and BJ Sterling's like, oh, he met my wife and my daughter at the airport, and he gave her a kiss and whatever. And then the little girl started to call Radar daddy, and that sets BJ off.
Oh, and he'd been drinking probably.
Well, he started drinking because he got upset over that, which, you know, like I could see.
Yeah, well, you're in a war zone.
Yeah, well, it makes me wonder, how are they able to get drunk if they're doctors at a mobile army surgical hospital?
Listen, we do our best when we're drunk.
I mean, the whole gimmick is that incoming are coming all the time.
Right. I mean, it's a war.
Right. It's not like... some sort of convenient care.
War is not 9 to 5.
Exactly. BJ just gets destroyed with Klinger, who's going through some stuff himself because everybody loves Radar and nobody loves Klinger.
That's right.
So the two of them just go and get demolished at Rosie's bar.
Ah.
And then And then BJ punches Hawkeye and destroys the still. I mention this because, like, the next day they fix the still and they're drinking booze that they made from it. And I'm thinking, that can't be any good. What is that booze, like an hour old? I mean, how are we doing this? Klinger had to get all the new beakers and stuff for them to make their hooch, whatever it is they were making in there. And it got me thinking, like, if I was in prison, I would drink whatever they offered me, right?
Well, yeah.
I would want to get drunk.
You wouldn't have many options.
Right, exactly. I mean, I'm something of a beer snob, but in prison, hospital in Korea.
In between the stabbings and the rapings, you probably want a little something to take the edge off.
Exactly. If somebody said, here's a little something to take the edge off all the rapings and stabbings and shellings and all of it. Like
shankings.
Yeah, shankings.
The shivings.
Right. I'd probably say yes, right? And I think the secret is don't ask too many questions about the process. If somebody like in prison or in the army has got some hooch, don't say like, what is this made out of? Yeah. You don't want to know. Just go ahead and take a shot.
Isn't it a little frightening to consider the fact that it's more likely that you'll be in prison than the military?
Well, yeah, at this point, yeah, I can't see a scenario where I would be.
They won't accept you for the military.
No, I'm 50 years old. No, I don't know what use they would have.
But they accept you at any time in the prison.
Right. But here's the thing. My skills don't work in either scenario.
No.
I don't really bring a lot to the table.
You're not going to be beneficial to, behind the bars podcast.
Right. In prison or in the army, what I bring to the table doesn't really work.
So I understand you were talking about me on the last episode.
Oh, now listen, that was all in good fun.
Easy, white power. Take it easy.
Hey, that Florida story you were talking about in your bunk last night, that's my cousin that did that. Oh boy, Jim Bob, I feel bad.
How about I make you a free patron?
I'm going to give you access to the Prisoners Only podcast. Anal beads are having a moment.
Seems like it.
You had the chess story where this grandmaster at chess lost to some American kid, and he assumes the only way that could have happened is if the kid was cheating by putting vibrating anal beads up there in his butt to tell him what the moves were to make.
This is all I really know about anal beads, is that you only purchase the ones that are in their original packaging.
Don't buy them on eBay. Oh, no. Or at a garage sale.
Yeah, don't buy them in a garage sale.
You go to an estate sale and there's just a big bucket of anal beads.
No, I'm going to pass on these.
Yeah, well, that's what you're supposed to do. The anal beads in this story were found by a cat.
Cat doesn't know.
This woman says she was horrified after the cat brought home a sex toy.
If that's the case, then why she got such a big smile on her face if she's so horrified?
It led, it says here, to an awkward conversation with her 12-year-old son.
No, there is no conversation.
Demo is something of a kleptomaniac cat, and it's become a local celebrity for random things that he brings back as gifts to his owner.
Not really a celebrity.
The four-legged thief has previously dragged home gloves, a watering can, and even floral tributes from the graveyard that's behind their home. However, the 3-year-old pet recently stepped up his game when he came through the door with anal beads in his mouth. The woman says she was mortified when she realized what he had in his mouth and faced awkward questions from her 12-year-old son, who also spotted it. She said she put out a post saying, if these are yours, just send
them. Come and get them.
Exactly. She says, at first I thought it was one of those car air freshener things, but then I showed my sister and she said, oh, Rachel, that's definitely not an air freshener. It took me a minute, but once I realized what it was, I was absolutely mortified. She says, I had my 12-year-old son asking me what it was.
Is it necessary that the story takes a picture of him?
Well, I'm grateful that there's a picture here to look at, because I don't quite understand how any of this stuff works. And I could see how a cat would grab that.
Sure.
I mean,
string. Cats grab string.
Right, but like, did somebody use these outside and then just leave them on the ground? Or
is this cat making its way into houses?
Or graves? someone get buried with anal beads according to their wishes?
What killed him?
Our morticians did their best, but we couldn't wipe the smile off of his face. Yeah, this is cat is known as a little bit of a celebrity for stealing things. Here's an idea. Maybe keep the cat inside.
His face cramped up when he died with a smile. Oh, and they've got him with them.
Yeah, now the cat's inside on like one of these kitty perches.
That picture's not necessary. Where did you get this from?
The look on this cat's face says it all. I mean, that cat knows what he's got there, right? That cat feels a little bad about what he's brought home. It looks like Demo, the kleptomaniac cat, who,
I don't know that you need to take a picture of the cat with him.
It's become something of a local celebrity, Darren. Tom Brady made a dark joke over the weekend over any potential suitors for his 9-year-old daughter, Vivian.
He's threatening 9-year-old boys?
She's 9.
Yeah.
And he posted a photo of a Halloween tombstone on his Instagram.
Yeah.
That said, "Anyone who dates my daughter," written on the tombstone. Get it?
Well, I understand. I understand you're being protective of your daughter, but I don't, you know, I don't care for these threats. you're threatening children.
He says, "I want to be crystal clear." And then there's a picture of a tombstone saying, "Anybody who dates my daughter." Because, you know, it would be Tom Brady's hope that this girl who's 9...
Who lives as a spinster the rest of her days.
Yeah, like Donna Reed in the alternate Pottersville. She should just be, you know, somebody who never experiences any
the
sort
joys of
romantic relationship. Yeah. Vivian is Tom Brady's daughter with wife Gisele Bündchen. They also have a son named Benjamin, and then Brady has an older son, who's 15, with his ex-girlfriend Bridget Monahan. Remember, didn't he hook up with Gisele while Bridget was like giving birth?
Yeah,
isn't that how that worked out?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, Tom Brady does not want you dating his 9-year-old daughter.
Mm, okay, well, it would make sense to threaten me.
Back to Sober October, if I could, for a moment. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention is saying that people need to take more time to evaluate the relationship that alcohol plays in their lives. Mm. And they say if you have 2 drinks or less a day, that's moderate drinking. Mm. 2 drinks or less a day is moderate. So if you're doing more than 2, I mean, even if you're just doing 2, they probably don't want you doing that. The pandemic did not help. A December 2020 study found that 60% of respondents increased drinking over that year, and more than a third of us during the pandemic engaged in what we call binge drinking. You shouldn't binge drink, they say. But I don't know about a sober October.
You know what? I shouldn't have had that 8th beer.
Well, but maybe you should have. It seems like a month with 31 days is a mistake. That's my problem.
That's why you always go with February.
Yeah, that's my problem with the dry January. Now, I've done that twice. I don't know that I'll do it again. It doesn't seem like...
I could probably use a dry decade, but it isn't happening.
Dry decade? What would you do if you had a dry decade? Like... Do you think about what that would look like for you?
I would probably just go run like Forrest Gump.
Like every day last week, I woke up before my alarm went off and I felt terrific. And I realized it's because I stopped watching the White Sox. So I'm not up later than I'm supposed to be. And I'm not having my one or two Sox belts. Exactly. So it got me thinking like, well, maybe I should cool it. But I mean, you know, everything in moderation. Yeah.
Including moderation.
Especially moderation. Coolio's girlfriend claims that he was seeing other women at the time of his death. She says, "We had no secrets."
Well, maybe you should.
Coolio's
maybe these are the sort of things that you should keep from us.
What if I showed you right now a picture of Coolio's long-term partner with the cat's anal beads? Would that shock you if I showed you that?
No.
Coolio's long-term partner claims the rapper who died last week was seeing other women before he died, but the two had an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Mimi Ivy says, quote, he was who he was.
That's true.
He was seeing other women. I knew about it. There's nothing that man ever did that he hid from me. We talked about everything. I knew his whole life. We had no secrets.
He was what sort of relation to her?
Long-term partner. They were not legally married, but she did take his last name. Because his given name was artist Leon Ivy Jr. And they would refer to each other as husband and wife in public. She says, we went to the courthouse, we filled out all the paperwork, and we were planning on it, but we just decided not to turn it in. Mm-hmm. It's just a piece of paper that doesn't change how either one of us felt about each other. You really need to turn in the piece of paper, though, when one of them dies, because now I don't know that he left anybody anything. She's a exotic dancer.
Well, it wouldn't matter. It would matter whether Stevie Wonder left anybody anything.
Because Stevie Wonder gets 95% of the money from Gangsta's Paradise. She says Coolio will not have a funeral per his request, and he will be cremated. She says, I'm respecting his wishes. He wanted to be cremated. He did not want a funeral. He did not want a memorial service. He didn't want any
so
of
Coolio
that.
Looks like, well, it makes all the sense in the world. He was 59.
Yeah.
Looks like he lost some hair.
But he's still, but he still trying.
He kept some of his signature little braids.
It kind of looks like when you would go in the toy box if you had a sister and there was a doll that had been beat up and like had all the hair pulled out of it. I mean, it's...
Which is something that, as a parent, why is this doll missing so much hair?
It is something of a red flag, isn't it?
For me, it would be.
Yeah, this doesn't seem right. Why is...
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Why are we buying you kids toys to turn into damn maniacs? I don't care for this. This doll's going to be on a true crime podcast at some point as evidence of when things went sour. Well, she says, they're not married, but she's in charge of things. So that's fine. But if we find out that, that Mimi thinks she's getting any of that Coolio money, if there's any Coolio money, and I suspect there's probably not a lot of Coolio money because as we mentioned on the show and here, when he did Gangster's Paradise, he uses the music from a Stevie Wonder song called
Pastime Paradise.
And originally, Stevie said, I'm not letting you do this.
No.
And because there's profanity. And Coolio said, I'll take out the profanity. And Stevie said, great. And then the deal that Coolio's people made behind Coolio's back was that Stevie got 95% of the publishing rights. So, Coolio didn't make as much money as you would think on Gangster's Paradise.
He made about what you guys made on it. Pretty close. That dollar amount's a lot closer to what you made as opposed to what Stevie made.
Coolio is survived by his 6 children and ex-wife, Josefa Salina, who he married in 1996. They would get divorced in 2000. My guess is Josefa will be maybe getting a little bit of that Coolio money. And this exotic dancer, probably not as much as she would like, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to do it for Dave and Darren's patron-only show for September. I want to thank you.
It is a shorter month. It's only got the 30 days. Of course, next podcast.
Now, will we be hearing from Count Obvious in the next podcast?
Well, it will be a spooktacular.
Right. I mean, Count Obvious, I know for a lot of people, it's not Halloween unless you have Count Obvious. Can we count on him making an appearance?
I would think you probably can.
All right. Well, that's something to look forward to. That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things patron-only show. Thanks so much for your support, patrons. 8 years now we've been doing this. As Darren mentioned, we're starting...
we're in year 9.
Well, we're a couple days into year 9.
Right.
But we've made it through 8 full years. Well, don't make that noise.
Well, I'm just wondering if someone...
You can think it, but don't say it out loud into the microphones.
I
8 years we've been doing Nacho Radio.
I was just wondering that if someone would have told us that you'll be doing this 9 years from now, what we'd have been thinking.
Well, like, it's not 9 years yet.
It'd been like, it would, yeah, or 8 years. It'd been like, why is that? Why? What went wrong?
No, I disagree with you completely on this. I can disagree with you mostly on this.
Some.
I'm in complete agreement.
I'm in complete agreement. I disagree just for the sake of saying it.
We're still doing that?
Still?
No, we still, all right. We thank you for your patronage, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoy the rest of the entire library that's available to you, and we'll do it again for you in October. The Spooktacular will happen before Halloween.
Yes.
By the eternal, we will get it done for you in the month that it's supposed to be released.
Somehow.
Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Oh, we are the boys of the chorus. We hope you like our show. We know you're rooting for us, but now we have to go.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.